Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and greetings to our distinguished delegation from Honduras. We're grateful to you for being present with us here in this dialogue. And as the Chair says, it falls to me to tackle the second cluster of rights. This includes Articles 6 to 9 of our Covenant. I'll begin with questions relating to Article 6. The committee remains concerned by the high rates of unemployment and underemployment, above all among women and young people. We'd be grateful for any information you can provide concerning measures adopted to reduce the unemployment and underemployment rate, in particular among young people, women, the members of indigenous communities, and the members of Afro-Honduran communities. Technical and vocational training programs that are available in the State Party, above all for the aforementioned groups. Measures that are being implemented to promote greater participation by women in the labour market and reduce the underrepresentation of women in unremunerated and informal sectors, as well as badly remunerated sectors. Concerning the ILO conventions that are pending ratification by the State Party, it's of particular interest to look at progress with this and whether or not there is any interest in ratifying Convention 183 on protecting maternity protection, as well as Convention 189 on domestic workers and Convention 190 on violence and harassment. We're interested in progress on them. I'll move on to Article 7. I have questions in different areas. First of all, on the minimum age for work. One of the recommendations of the recent study into child labour carried out in Honduras is the review of the national regulation regulating child labour, given that there's some inconsistencies between articles of certain laws and regulations and the constitution itself. So what measures are being adopted to bring into line the national standard regulating child labour in order to ensure that no one under the age of 14 is authorised to work? 14, that is. On the minimum wage, how does the state ensure that the minimum wage is sufficient to ensure a dignified level of a living standard, rather, for workers? And how do you guarantee the effective implementation? How do you guarantee the effective implementation of